So I'm going to demo an app called iTube. When the operating system, when iOS 6 came out, of course there were many improvements, but there were a few casualties. And one of those was YouTube. Because in the earlier versions of iOS, YouTube was loaded right onto the phone. And people were generally content with the YouTube that they got there. For those of you who don't know, YouTube, of course, is a way to download videos, listen to videos, and so on and so forth. I listened to songs, things like that. Because there was a falling out between Apple and Google, who owns YouTube, Apple, I guess, decided to punish Google and not allow YouTube to be preloaded on the new operating system. You could, though, download a new version of YouTube, but it was a total piece of garbage. And that wasn't just a blindness thing. Everybody thought it was a piece of junk. I used YouTube in a rather imperfect way on the earlier operating system, on iOS 5, to sort of create music playlists where I'd get the videos and, you know, if the sound was good, I would just sort of put those together in playlists and I would listen to them, although the way the playlists worked wasn't very good. So anyway, I came across this app called iTube, which does a very, very nice job of managing playlists that you create from YouTube downloads. One very positive thing about it is it's free. It's got a few little ads to it. If you want to get rid of the ads, you pay a grand total of 99 cents, and you get rid of the ads. It works quite nicely. So I've used it to create playlists, and I listen to those when I'm on my exercise bike and so on and so forth, and really enjoy it quite a bit. We can take a little spin through iTube, and I'll show you how it works.
Music folder, 3 app. Music, Pandora, iTube. Selected, search, tab.
The way this is set up is it has tabs at the bottom of the screen. The first tab on the left is search, where you would search for videos that you'd like to download.
Favorites, tab, 2 of 5.
Once you've found something and you'd like to keep it as a favorite, you can just keep it as a favorite. I don't do that quite so much. And that's just basically a listing of a whole bunch of videos that you want to keep around.
History, tab, 3 of 5.
History, that's for the history of your searches.
Playlists, tab, 4 of 5.
Playlists.
Now playing, tab, 5 of 5.
And then now playing is the fifth. So
playlists, tab, 4 of 5.
So I'll go to playlists and we'll see what we've got there.
Selected, playlists, tab, 4 of 5. Cares for fears. 12.
On this page, you get a list of all the playlists that you have. At the top will be playlists that you yourself have created. A little bit further down the page will be playlists that the iTube people themselves have created for you. When you hear the ones that you've created,
add button, cares for fears. 12.
You'll hear the name of the playlist, the name that you gave, plus 12. That means that you have 12 videos that you've put in there.
Movie and TV themes, 13.
Movie and TV themes, these are ones I've created.
Yes, Live, 7. Pop and Off, Italian Jazz, Springsteen, 12.
I'm just going 12. Down through the ones that I've created.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Folk, Top 100.
Those, the ones that you just heard before, are the ones that I've created. And below this are a whole bunch that are preloaded by the iTube people.
Alternative, Blues, Children's Music, Christian and Gospel, Classical, Comedy,
etc. and so on. They've preloaded about 20 of them or so. So I'm just going
to
go back up.
Rows 1 to 6 of 32. Refreshing content. Movie and TV themes. 13.
If we want to go into a playlist, again, this is one that I've created, then, you know, we just put the cursor or whatever you call it on the iPhone on the playlist that you want to listen to or that you want to go into. So I've got the movie and TV themes here.
Playlists. Back button.
I'm in.
Movie and TV themes. Button.
So this is the heading.
Edit button.
At the top, there's the back button, and then there's the edit button. Editing is for, you know, you can reorder them, you can delete them, and so on and so forth.
ER theme song plus download. More info. ER Indiana Jones theme song. HD. Views. 5:26. Cached. 1,808,869.
So if I want to hear the Indiana Jones theme song, all I have to do is double tap on that.
Indiana Jones theme song, HD.
And they are. That brings us now to a now playing page. We now have different options regarding Indiana Jones here.
3%, adjustable. 0, 11.
Okay. First, you know, 3%, it tells you how far into it you are in.
Adjustable. 5, 26.
Tells you how long it is, so it's 5 minutes and some odd.
Knew it button.
That thing that says knew it means if this was something that you had just downloaded, you could double tap on this and you could choose within the playlist that you'd like to insert this video into.
Lyrics off button.
You can tap on this and hit lyrics on, and will actually, if it is a song for which, you know, they've put the information in, you can actually listen to the lyrics. You can actually, you know, hear the text of lyrics.
Progress, 100%.
That's just the progress in loading it.
Favorites BW icon button.
If I wanted to make a favorite out of this, I would just double tap right now, and it would go into that favorites tab that you heard about earlier.
Rewind button.
Rewind means you can go back a song.
Pause button.
Pause is just to stop it from talking. We have it paused now, so if I want to play it again, I would double tap now.
Fast forward button.
Fast forward goes ahead one in the playlist.
Playlist button. Page 1 of 2.
And page 1 of 2, I don't know why there are pages, but anyway.
No repeat button.
The no repeat, you have the choice of that or...
Repeat end.
Repeat end. And I think what this means is simply that if you're in a playlist and you came to the last song in this playlist, it would start over again. Whereas if it's no repeat, I think when you get to the end of the playlist, it stops. And then you have to manually figure out what you want to do next.
Volume, 88%. Adjustable.
The volume.
Shuffle off button.
And then you have a shuffle. In this playlist, I could have the shuffle off, in which case, you know, it plays in the order in which everything has been entered, or I could put the shuffle on and it becomes random. Basically, what I like about this iTube, and it's actually better than the original YouTube, because those of you who had it, you could create quote-unquote playlists, but they didn't really work like playlists. You'd tap on something. It would, whether you like it or not, it would go into landscape mode, and I think, you know, the reason for that is because, you know, actual videos look better in landscape than in portrait. And then when the thing was done, you would actually have to stop it, you'd have to go back, and then you'd have to manually pick the next song, which isn't the way a playlist is supposed to work, but it's like, well, if the only way to get the music, fine, you do it that way. So iTube, you know, the playlists actually work like for real playlists. That's very nice. They play continuously. You can skip forward and backward quite easily. You can make it shuffle and so on and so forth.
Can you do a search? Can you show how you search with this?
Okay. If I want to search, I go down the tab at the bottom there.
Search. Tab. 1 of 5.
And that's, you know, bottom left.
Selected. Search. Tab. 1 of 5. Search YouTube. Search field.
Like, you know, the way most searches are set up on iPhone, it's pretty much the same. So somewhere towards the top middle of the screen, you have an edit field.
Search field is editing. Search YouTube.
So any requests?
Moody Blues.
Dictate.
The dictate function is in there, or you can type the same way that, you know, edit fields work elsewhere in the iPhone. Moody Blues.
Thinking. Inserted Moody Blues.
I tapped on dictate, I said Moody Blues, then I did a two-finger double tap to stop it after I said Moody Blues. That's up there in the edit field. Down the bottom right, more or less, is a search button.
Search.
Double tap on that.
Now playing. Tab. 5 of 5.
There should be a list of things that it searched for.
The Moody Blues. Knights in White Satin. Views. 4. 21.
Okay.
View count button.
There are different ways you can prioritize or, you know, what comes first. I don't really do anything to change anything, and you generally does it by, you know, the most view counts, I think.
The Moody Blues. Knights in White Satin. Views.
All right.
4, 21, 17,649,857.
So 17 million people have downloaded that. If I now want to listen to Knights in White Satin, all I've got to do, again, is do a double tap.
0.
Sometimes it takes a little while to load. It didn't this time. And I'm shutting that up for a minute. You can just listen to it, like we said. If I wanted to make a favorite out of it, we're now in the now playing screen, so I could make a favorite out of it. I could add it to a playlist. What I will show folks how to do is how to create a new playlist. To do that, again, we just go down to the tab at the bottom, the playlist tab, 4th out of 5.
History tab, playlists tab. ER theme song plus download link. Verizon Network. 3 of 5. Indiana Jones theme. More info. ER themes edit. Movie and TV theme. Playlists. Back button.
It threw us back inside that movie and TV theme playlist because that's where I last was. So I just have to do, you know, the back button to get to the list of playlists.
Playlists. Okay. Edit button.
And now I'm back at the list.
Playlists. Heading.
The heading.
Add button.
So at the heading on the right side of the headings, you have an Add button. So if I wanted to create a new playlist, I'll just double tap on Add.
Text field is editing.
Brings me into a text field.
Dictate.
We might as well stay consistent and make this a Moody Blues playlist. I'll double tap on the dictate. Moody Blues.
Thinking. Ellipsis.
And it's created that.
Space. Text field is editing. Moody Blues. Clear text. Q. Clear text. Text field. Playlist title. Heading. Done. Button.
And in the upper left, if we like the name of the title, there's a done button. Double tap on it.
You can't dictate on an iPhone 4 like that, right?
No, 4S and up. This is a 4S that I have. So the dictate doesn't work. Earlier versions, you'd have to manually type all that stuff in. This brings us back now to that playlist list screen that I told you about. And I think Moody Blues, the last one that you add, will be at the bottom of the ones that you've created.
Yes, like Pop and Rock, Italian Songs, Jazz, Springsteen, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Folk, Sick, Moody Blues, Zero.
And there it is. And it says Moody Blues. It says zero because we don't have any Moody Blues in there yet. If we went back to the Now Playing, because I think the Moody Blues song is now playing.
Selected. Playlists. Tab. Now Playing. Tab.
I think that's still the Moody Blues.
3%. 4. New it. Button. Lyrics off. New it. Button.
And this thing that says new it. Let me just see what that... I forget what that...
Words. Characters. Capital N. E. W. A. D. D.
New ad.
So like new addition to playlist. I might have worded it differently.
Words. Headings.
That's what it is. So if I want to add the Knights in White Satin to my Moody Blues playlist.
New ad button.
I just double tap on the new ad button.
That
brings
button.
Me to the list of the playlists.
Pop and Rock. 16.
And again, we heard this whole bunch of them.
Italian Song. Jazz. Springsteen. Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Folk. Moody Blues. Zero.
Double tap on Moody Blues.
The Moody Blues, Knights in White Satin.
Okay, it's in and it brings me back to the Now Playing. Now.
Playlists, tap.
Go back
selected.
To the playlists.
Playlists, tap. Folk. Sit. Moody Blues. Refresh. Moody Blues. One.
Moody Blues has one now in it. I find it extremely blind-friendly, extremely intuitively good. One advantage, too, is that the playlists that you create yourself, once you've created them, they're on your iPhone. You don't have to have Wi-Fi or be using data to be listening to those anymore. The minor downside is, I guess because they are videos, they take up a lot of space. You wouldn't want to put 500 videos on, or you'd blow your 15 gigabytes. I've got maybe space-intensive. If you want to try it out, again... doesn't hurt. It's a freebie. There are the one or two ads that weren't very obtrusive, but you can pay 99 cents to get rid of the ads. For what I want YouTube to do, for the most part, which is play playlists, it was actually much, much better than the old YouTube on iOS 5, because playlists actually act like for real playlists. You know, we searched for Knights in White Satin. When you search for something, of course, as you may know, YouTube videos, if you're interested in audio, the quality of the audio can be highly variable. A lot of it sound, you know, can often sound like, you know, people flushing toilets or something like that. You know, you may want to, you want to search through them and listen to it and say, okay, yeah, this audio is acceptable. Before you add it to your phone. It's also very easy to delete songs, delete playlists, and so on and so forth. Basically a very user-friendly app, very intuitive. This is YouTube. All of this is free. There are times when I'd like to actually have playlists that I create myself, and I find YouTube is really good for interesting live versions of songs. If once you get sort of sick of hearing the studio version for the 1,000th time, the Springsteen one that I have, the Tears for Fears playlist that I have, those are all live. You know, I find they have some really interesting live concert versions of music. And, of course, you can also use this the standard way you'd use YouTube. If there's some other video you want to download just to listen to or whatever, you know, you can do that. Alrighty.